and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Sliced pepper tenderloin with rosemary potatoes. Just $7.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
In Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Sliced pepper tenderloin with rosemary potatoes. Just $7.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
Dunn Road at Graham and 270. Online at iacovellis.com.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call locally owned St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000, and schedule your free in-home estimate to take advantage of their amazing spring special.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail.
We don't need your input.
But I'm not afraid. This rover.
The time for believing in fairy tales is over.
Crossed over.
Yeah.
You got that
if
right.
If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
It wasn't Willie in town last night?
I think so, yeah. At the pageant.
Wonder how that went. Pernikoff Brothers opened for him. My boys were there. I haven't had a chance to talk to him. I should have called him.
Dr. Pernikoff can tell us.
Yeah,
he's on today. He's on today. We'll ask him how that went. And Dr. Pernikoff, who's doing his best to look like Willie Nelson these days.
No.
Probably hit it off with Willie pretty well. I'm sure. Hey, it was a Willie Nelson show. What can I tell you? I didn't know till yesterday, and I read this article. Because I knew, you know, Willie was coming to town. And Willie fascinates me, Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson has to be the single most hated person in the world, hated by all the people who want to stamp out the use of marijuana. Because you know, these are the people that say, it fries your brain. That one of the most prolific writers ever, who smokes a trash bag of weed a day, you know, Willie Nelson.
Still remembers all his words.
Yeah, still performing, still, you know, still with it. And so they have to hate this guy. But I find Willie to be truly one of a kind. I mean, and when you say that, it's overused. But there's nobody anything like Willie. They don't look like Willie. They don't sound like Willie. That nasal sort of tone that actually works for him. They don't write like Willie. They don't have Willie's attitude. That sort of a, whatever, stone sort of attitude. And I read yesterday, remember when the IRS seized all his stuff and they had the big auction?
Yeah.
I mean, they auctioned off all his stuff except that guitar. That, have you seen that guitar? That guitar...
Yeah.
Looks like it's been through 6 tornadoes. It's beat up. It got holes in it. It's been patched from the inside. He hid that guitar from when the IRS was taking that stuff. Now, how you get away with that? Because what that tells me is that nobody with the IRS who was involved in the seizure knew anything much about Willie. Because if they did, they'd say, hey, Willie, we want that guitar. Because that is going to be the valuable item. He hid it. He locked it up somewhere far, far away, and it didn't exist, you know, because they got a warrant. They went in his place, and he knew they were coming. Good for Willie. Saved his guitar and paid his taxes. Did a bunch of concerts, wrote some more songs, bada-boom, bada-bing. Royalty checks came in, paid off the $17 or $18 million or whatever it was. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Dick Clark, 82, dead. I would imagine had a pretty miserable life the last 8 years, because that's how long ago it was he had the stroke.
Yeah.
And when you're a guy like that, and you've always been dubbed as the world's oldest teenager, and you're younger than your actual years, to get struck down by something like that has to be really devastating. And then, of course, people have different opinions as to whether or not he should have gone on TV on occasion with the slurred speech. And some people don't. That makes him uncomfortable. Other people go, yeah, good for you. You're brave for doing that. So you have a right to your opinion about that. But Dick Clark Productions was a monster, still is, monster company. 7,500 hours of television, plus more than 30 different TV specials that they produced, plus more than 20 movies, major motion pictures, produced by Dick Clark Productions. So Dick Clark was, man, there's a guy that made a mark, and I'll be real surprised if there's not. And I'm sure the special has already been edited, assembled, and put together. They were just waiting for an end date. So look for that to be on it, and watch it, because it'll be a fascinating look at a life of a guy who, well, you talk about some people who are just born entrepreneurs, and see and seize an opportunity like he did. You know, that bandstand thing, not only was it a success, but it caused every city in the country to have their own version of bandstand. We had St. Louis Hop with Russ Carter. Memphis had a show with George Klein, I think. Kansas City had a show. Chicago had a show. Every town had their own dance. Now, Peon right now is looking like, what are you talking about? Because he's too young to know, but it was true. You turn on the TV. Wasn't that always Saturday or Sunday or something?
It was Saturday.
And you'd look for somebody you knew, because usually it would be, on the dance floor today, Lindbergh High School, all the kids would cheer. And of course, everybody out there who had a kid at that school or knew somebody at that school would be watching, and then next week it'd be another school. And it was a really brilliant idea, because all they were doing was playing what KXOK was playing on the air, playing the top 40 hits. You're just watching kids dance to it. I mean, the music was already there. The local versions of the show didn't have any live bands to speak of. Just played records. And you had your local version of Dick Clark at a podium, our Russ Carter, saying, big shout-out to all the kids at, Rittner High School. And they're going to be coming in 2 weeks. They're going to be here in 2 weeks and dancing their socks off. And if you'd like your school organization, we're going to just write to, St. Louis Hop, blah, 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 blah. So Dick Clark's responsible for all that. Burke's segment, do we have any?
I got a couple things.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, she has had so much lately to contribute. What do you have? Tina Dalpiez, everybody.
Well, first thing was kind of disturbing. On my way here, I was driving down Olive, and there was a much older woman with a walker trying to cross all of the lanes of Olive, not at a crosswalk.
Oh. Not at a crosswalk.
Not at a crosswalk.
Did you try to hit her to teach her a lesson?
No, I was just like, what are you doing? I thought maybe she would change her mind, but
hello?
I kept looking in my rearview mirror,
there
and there
hello?
She would go out and
she's
then go back.
About you.
Kind of move out and then have to go back. Move out and go. I was like, oh my God. She's
I wonder if she knew
killed.
Where she was. Like,
that's like trying to cross Manchester.
No, but she could have dementia or something and not really know.
If she had been hit, would you have jumped out and grabbed her purse?
Well, to help her.
Just steal
rifle through it first?
No.
Mm-hmm.
See if there's any cash?
I would.
No.
Yeah, I
take
would.
The purse and
then
take the walker so she can't chase her.
Yeah.
This will learn you.
And then this will learn you. Today when I went and got my hair cut, and I was talking to my hair cutter person. She's 25.
Is that what it's called?
Stylist?
Stylist, yeah.
I'm out of touch. It's called a haircutter person?
It's a stylist, okay?
Okay.
And I don't know how we got on the subject, but she was talking about, playing games at family events. And she's like, we play this one game. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's kind of an old game. It's called croquet.
Croquet?
I was like,
how old is
croquet?
She?
Croquet? Well, yeah, I've heard of croquet. Well, I didn't know it because a lot of my friends have never heard of it. She's 25.
It's a snooty white suit game.
I can see that.
Oh, come on. We played it all the time.
Oh,
all of our cousins
we didn't do
in the backyard.
But the only people that play it now are snoots. It's snooty people.
But did you, when you played it, did you ever know the rules? Because we just set those things up.
We made them up.
And then we hit them and tried to hit the balls through the
I think we did, because if you hit the other person's, you could knock them back or something.
Yeah, but you didn't know the rules.
You had two wickets at the end you had to go through, and some just had one wicket.
Here's what we knew. You hit it, you go around, and you go counterclockwise or whatever it was until you get back through the two wickets and hit the other stake.
No, I don't know. Our family's pretty competitive. I think we knew the rules.
Oh, okay.
So but so then I'm like, well, have you ever heard of jarts? And she's like, darts? I said, no, jarts.
I still own jarts.
I used to, but the plastic broke off of the metal, so I ended up throwing them away.
Yeah, you can't find them anymore. They're like
black market. Never heard of them. I'm like, well, there were these metal, like steel rods with plastic feathers on the back, and
that
you would
can kill
toss
you.
Them into a plastic ring, but I guess people got stabbed or something because they don't make them any longer. So that was it. That's all I had.
No, they didn't get stabbed. Some know-it-all who told everybody else how to live looked at them and thought somebody could get hurt with them. So they took them off the market, and they were a lot of fun. But it is true. If you weren't paying attention and a dart was thrown up in the air, a jart, rather, and came down, it'd split your skull. It was a steel spike.
Yeah,
I guess
so,
that's true.
You know, it's like horseshoes or anything else. Get out of the way.
Well, then she said, have you ever played Hoosier Golf? That's the thing with the rod.
Ladder golf, yeah.
Okay, well, she
ladder.
Called it Hoosier Golf. Yeah, I'm like, well, I wonder what the people in Indiana
golf,
call it.
What is that?
You've never seen that? It's like a PVC, thinner PVC pipe. You put it together almost like a ladder, and then you have two golf balls that are connected by a string, and you toss them, and you try to get them to wrap around.
Is it golf balls or tennis balls?
Golf balls.
Golf balls.
Okay. I did see that once.
It's farmer's golf. There's a bunch of different names for it.
Okay, but it's not necessarily Hoosier Golf.
I have three of those games at home.
I haven't played that. It looks fun. It looks like washers, I guess.
It's not. It's actually easier than it looks, I think, because I can actually get it on there. And
well, you have the different rungs or different points,
right?
Yeah.
Well, I just played if you hit it and got it on there. Hey, that was cool. That's all for me.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
This is our control board operator, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I heard this driving home last night. I heard this call of the Florida Panthers game. There's a guy, Randy Moeller, is the play-by-play guy for the Florida Panthers, and he is very funny. He always does different funny calls for the goals, but I heard this one last night here, and I'll play it.
Third power play for the Panthers. They're 2-for-2 so far. Now Stephen Weiss is out there with Fleischman and Verstee. Campbell, Samuelson on the point. Panthers win the draw. Here's Campbell. Steps in from the right point. Comes in. Richard shoots. He scores! Another power play goal! Oh, pull my finger, Billy! The Panthers have a lead. Now 4-3.
Pull my finger.
Billy. He just throws random things out, so I thought that was pretty funny.
It is good.
Pull my finger, Billy. Second thing, I got an oil change today. And,
that's a good story.
Well, thank you very much.
I don't think he's finished.
Oh. And so I've read the articles recently that 3,000 is totally overkill
it's
now.
It's nonsense.
With, yes, yeah. And, you know, everybody perpetuates that because they want you to keep coming in.
Five to seven.
So I was about 7,500. I pushed this one a little bit. But the guy that he goes, have you had an oil change since the last time? I go, no. And he goes, oh, man, boy, you're doing huge damage to your motor. Motor's
going to... crap.
I mean, he was pretty abrasive about it.
Most of the cars sold in the last 5-6 years, the manufacturer's suggested oil change interval is 7.
Yeah.
5 to 7.
I mean, I thought that was funny how they try to scare you with that. I mean, they almost do that pressure technique, and that will not work with me at all. I hate that. But he pulled out the air filter, too, and he goes, you need to change your air filter.
That's all their crap.
And he goes, you are compromising your fuel efficiency.
That's what he said?
Yes.
Really? That's my car, pal.
I just roll my eyes whenever
he should have said, I'm wealthy. I like to buy gas.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. But that was that. Last thing, I put a video up today on the Facebook page. It is... Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson, he's like a scientist. He's very smart. And it's just, I can't really explain. I mean, it's pretty much about the universe and what we're made up. And it's a 12-minute long video, but I'm telling you, that guy is a fascinating speaker. I mean, I could listen, you know, a lot of that stuff, those smart people, you kind of tune them out because they start rambling on and
that's
on.
That's why people tune me out.
Yes.
We're so smart.
Too smart.
What do you mean we, Dan? Talking about me.
But
you're so smart. Yeah.
But it is a really good video. So if anybody would like to see that, just go to facebook.com/AMandThePM. It's about 12 minutes long, but it doesn't feel like 12 minutes.
I watched it this morning.
And we don't put a lot of videos up, but I will tell you, when you go to our Facebook page, Peon's in charge of that. We only put a video up there if we think the great majority of people would really enjoy it.
Yeah.
So see a video, watch it.
Yeah, I think even people that aren't necessarily interested in that subject, you might find it interesting. So.
Are these two callers still holding?
Yes.
Well, I don't want them to hold forever. We didn't even ask for calls. Let's get them in here. Rich, you're up first. How are you, Rich?
Hey, I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, you were talking about Willie and...
Are you in the back seat of your car?
Yeah. And the phone's in the front?
Oh, does it sound that bad?
That's better. That's a little better. It sounded like you're in the back seat or maybe the trunk.
My Bluetooth is sometimes not so good.
That's better.
But when you were talking about Willie and how he managed to keep his guitar when the IRS auctioned everything off that he owned...
Right.
I was kind of wondering, is there a chance that he might have been able to keep his guitar because that's the guitar he uses to earn his income? And even though he owed them money, they have to still leave him with a means to earn an income?
No, it wasn't it wasn't deliberately left off the list of things auctioned. He literally hid it, according to this article. He hid it.
Oh.
It wasn't
okay.
It wasn't excluded. They just didn't know it existed or didn't think of it. Or something, and I say good for Willie, because you just brought up a great point. Had they done that, they would have actually shot themselves in the foot, because that's the guitar Willie makes his money with. That's a great
point. I know a few people that have gotten into tax trouble that own their own business, well, independent truck drivers, and they got into tax trouble, and IRS came in and seized a whole lot of stuff, but they were allowed to keep their truck because that was the source of their income.
And I think with Willie, they probably thought, since most of your money is from songwriting royalties, which it is, they figured, hey, get a keyboard and a computer and start writing. Because
right.
He could have made the money without performing. That's not where most of his money comes from. But I just thought it was smart on his part, because let's face it, those IRS agents, the chances of any of them knowing enough about Willie Nelson to go, hey, what about that guitar? And he had lots of other guitars. So they just probably figured, okay, this is it. This is all of them. But you got a good point. He did make a lot of that money that he was able to pay them from touring and performing, as well as the royalty checks from the music.
And they may have looked at that guitar and said, oh, this is a piece of crap. We're not going to get anything for it anyway.
Oh, and it looks like a piece of crap. It's a horrible-looking guitar. Rich, thanks for the call.
All right, have a good afternoon.
You too. And Joe, wow, look at this. Did we do something?
Hi, how we doing?
We're doing great. How are you, Joe?
I'm AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
Frank, I have to apologize to you. I never got to listen to the show yesterday, and I just wondered if anybody covered the NRA convention that was in town over the weekend.
We don't cover things like that because it's pretty political. You want to cover it? Go ahead.
No, I just wondered if you had a chance to go to it. It was one of the most amazing things I've ever been to.
No, I've never been to an NRA convention. I've only been to about 3 gun shows ever, even though I do have a lot of guns. What was the most amazing part of it?
The sheer size of it. I would have to say it was total sensory overload.
I don't doubt.
My son and I were there for 2 days, Friday and Saturday, and we still never saw it all. And we got to meet a lot of fascinating people that probably nobody in your audience might recognize their name other than Harley Army.
No, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. I think they would.
Okay, Larry Potterfield, Midway USA.
Okay.
Super guy.
Ted Nugent.
Got to see him, but didn't get to meet him. He was about 30 feet away.
He got himself
going pretty fast.
Got himself in some trouble too.
Yeah, that's what my wife was telling me. I haven't had a chance to check the internet.
And let me tell you something. I don't know why. It's absolute BS. Here's exactly what Nugent said. Here's the quote: "If Barack Obama becomes the president in November again, I will either be dead or in jail by this time next year." That is not a threat. That's not a threat. I'll either be dead or in jail, huh?
What does it mean, though, in jail part?
That's the good. Well, you just made my point.
It's a veiled threat, I would say.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It veiled is not a threat. We can't go around investigating and interrogating people, have the Secret Service spending money going to look at them, especially a guy like this. Everybody knows what Ted Nugent's all about. and he's not going to kill the president. I'll either be dead or in jail. It means a lot of things. I'm going to kill myself if he gets elected, or I'll be in jail for being such an out-of-control, protesting lunatic. I'm going to raise all kinds of cane and chaos. It can mean a lot of things. And I heard a lawyer on TV this morning who made a really good point. He said, I'm embarrassed that a person in this country can say something like this and have to be investigated by the Secret Service. That is not a threat. A threat is, I'll kill the president. That's a threat.
The Secret Service is under investigation themselves, from what I hear.
Yeah, they ought to concentrate on their own investigation. All right.
No, I hadn't heard anything about that. Maybe my wife misinformed me. She said she'd heard he'd taken a gun to some kind of a function and gotten in trouble with the
authorities. I'm sure he's gotten in all kinds of trouble over the years, but the point is, this is all about, and they're talking to him today, probably already have, is all about that one statement that he made. And by the way, they'll talk to him, they'll shake hands and leave, and that's the end of that, and they just wasted a bunch of our money again.
Right. But getting back to the NRA convention, it was, like I say, it was total sensory overload. I've been to a lot of functions and other conventions at other places for different things, and I've never, ever saw the sheer quantity of things to look at in the exhibit hall was just overwhelming.
Yeah, and
absolutely mind-boggling.
And that is one of the reasons I don't go to anything like that. I cannot stand crowds. I don't like to go...
You could have not stood at Saturday because it was shoulder to shoulder all day long.
That is just not for me, but I'm sure it was wonderful.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know then. Well, have a good day. Hope it's a profitable one.
Well, I hope so too. Thank you, Joe.
Sure, bye.
What did that mean?
I don't know.
Hope you make money.
I don't think this has been profitable for 3 years, but we're working on it. We're trying. Before the break, real quickly, let's go to Dan. He's been waiting. Hello, Dan.
Frank, did you see the guy that was arrested yesterday? He robbed the bank on Lindell Avenue and tried to make his getaway on Metrolink.
No.
God, it was on the 5 o'clock radio, and I nearly crashed the car laughing on Highway 40.
Well, you know who will have that on is Paul Harvey when he does that Knuckleheads in the News.
No.
Paul Harris.
Is it Harris?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I missed that one.
The dumbest one I ever heard was the guy who took his wife and kid in a cab to rob the bank, and the kid wouldn't stop crying, so he took the kid into the bank where he robbed with him. But this idiot yesterday tried to get away on Metrolink.
Yeah, I love dumb crooks.
Oh, talk to you later.
Thank you, Dan. All right, there goes Dan. Here comes our I can't say our bank. It's not really a bank, but sort of is a bank. Here comes our place to bank that we're going to talk about, First Community Credit Union. Now, here we are at Wednesday already. Whatever it is that you have you want to sell, and I know there's Craigslist and you know, all that stuff. But we have the good old-fashioned all-American yard sale every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. The phones never stop being busy. There's never a line that's not lit up or blinking. And it's developed almost a cult-like following. Kind of like these people who, you know, get in their cars early in the morning and do the garage sale circuit, the actual home-to-home garage sale. We have those people who are like that with the radio show, and we're thrilled we do. And we're also thrilled that we've, for the last, I guess, at least 3 years, almost four, the exclusive sponsor has been First Community Credit Union. That's the only sponsor. So they make it possible. If you like the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock with Paul Warner, then you have First Community Credit Union to thank. When you become a member, you're also going to have them to thank for their great service and their competitive rates and all the other things that they do so well. Many of those things other banks and places to bank offer also. They just don't do it the same way. Because here, meaning at First Community Credit Union, you're a member, not just a customer, because you're one of the owners. Check it out. You can stop in, say hello, get some popcorn, or go to this website, firstcommunity.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Good afternoon, Tina. Well, just got off the phone. There's word that they had Highway 270 shut down at 44, but I've been checking cameras and everything, and I don't see anything. But traffic is pretty heavy in that area. We're also looking at westbound 40, starting to get a little bit slow now between west of Hampton through McCausland, eastbound 40. Starting to get busy as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge, northbound 55. That was at
Park up to the Poplar. This traffic report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Are you a small business owner looking to be successful on social media? Try social campaigns from Constant Contact, a new tool from the company that brought you email marketing. Visit ConstantContact.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Damn this traffic jam.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It is ugly, that is for sure. First of all, they're still working to clear this accident eastbound 4064, just east of Mason. Two left lanes are blocked, two right getting through. You're backed up into Chesterfield Valley, back by the smoke house.
Damn this traffic jam.
Hear about it first on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Oh, man, the ump made the wrong call again.
Just like I did.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, we've been trying to refinance our mortgage. It's taking forever. I don't think they know what they're doing.
It sounds like you need to make the call.
What call?
Three words, my friend. American Equity Mortgage.
Isn't it time you made the right call? I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. You already know that interest rates are the lowest in years, but it's more than low rates. It's about professional service, getting the most out of your money, and getting you to a better place. So make the call to American Equity Mortgage today.
Call 314-878-9999. 878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. 314-878-9999.
So, you're going to make the call?
It's time, isn't it?
It's time.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call right now.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Having the motivation and making the commitment to quit smoking is a great first step towards becoming smoke-free. However, anyone who has tried to quit smoking knows how challenging it can be. Having the determination to quit may not be enough. You may need some help. If you're ready to quit smoking and are between the ages of 18 and 75 years old, currently smoking 10 or more cigarettes per day, and can commit to participating for 24 weeks, you may be interested in a research study which is being conducted to evaluate the use of investigational drugs to aid individuals in their quest to quit smoking. To help you quit, smoking cessation counseling and all study-related medical care will be provided at no cost. You may also be reimbursed for your time and travel. To receive more information about this study and how you can participate, please visit our website at www.beatingsmoking.com or contact Mercy Health Research, 314-251-8893. That's Mercy Health Research, 314-251-8893.
Swing and a miss! He struck him out, and the Cardinals are National League champions.
Fans, this is the Mad Hungarian, Al Hrabowski, and last year was an incredible run as the Cardinals beat the Brewers to win the National League pennant. On Friday, April 27th, the Cardinals face the Milwaukee Brewers. That night is Adult T-Shirt Night, presented by Lumiere. 25,000 fans ages 21 and older will take home the Adult T-Shirt. Again, that's Friday, April 27th, when the Cards face the Brewers. Tickets are available at Cardinals.com.
On Sunday, April 29th, when the Cardinals take on the Brewers, all fans will take home the Tickets.com replica World Series trophy. Also, after the game, kids 15 and under will be allowed to run the bases. It's a Prairie Farms Run the Bases Day. Before the game, enjoy North Star frozen treats in the Ford Plaza.
This is Cardinals third baseman David Fries. Again, get your World Series replica trophy on Sunday, April 29th, when we face the Brewers. Tickets are available at Cardinals.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
When you need financial solutions to keep your business running, at Wells Fargo, we're with you.
We understand the sacrifices small business owners make, and to ease some financial pressures, we'd like to help you save with our business appreciation offers. For the last 9 years, we've loaned more money to small businesses than any other bank, which is one of the reasons millions of small business owners choose to work with us. To find out how appreciation offers can help your business, visit us or call 1-800-35-WELLS. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., 2010 CRA.
In business, every day is a compromise between what you want and what your budget will allow. Face it, compromise stinks. But with Staples and HP, you don't have to compromise your printing with no-name cartridges. Switch to original HP and get up to $30 in Staples rewards. Just recycle up to 3 HP generic cartridges and buy HP ink or toner on the same day. That's $10 in rewards for each cartridge recycled. Switch to HP. The number one brand in printing is the number one value. Staples. That was easy. One time only. Offer ends 5/12/12.
I know that I'm asking for trouble when I do this, but I'm sort of like the listener's advocate. I listen to commercials and I hear the same things you folks hear. And I'm not supposed to ever be vocal about it, but I can't help it. It's like a disease. And it took 4 weeks. We just now got that commercial changed where it mentioned non-invasive procedure to non-invasive. It took 4 weeks. We have a commercial that says we'll get to you within 24 hours or sooner. What's sooner than within 24 hours? A minute from now is within 24 hours.
Right.
Sooner would be yesterday. You call us, we'll get there yesterday. There's no such thing as sooner than within 24 hours. That's all. I know I'm going to be in trouble. It's a death wish. Okay. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Oh, and one other thing. Listen for a commercial that we play a lot, and there's a guy in it who just sounds just like he has a mouth full of saliva that he needs to swallow. That's as close as I'm going to get to identifying which one it is. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. We're going to talk to you. All you have to do is call. Dean is up. Hello, Dean.
Hey, Frank, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
First off, I'm aiming the PM.
That's good to hear.
Yesterday, you were kind of touching on that new, the sticky, the commercial.
Yeah, the ShamWow guy who's selling the lint, the lint rollers.
Right,
yeah.
Not only the ShamWow, but he sold the Snap Chop, too, remember?
Yes.
All right, was that the first time you've seen that commercial?
No, I've seen it before.
Okay, I don't know if you touched on, but did you realize the puns he was putting in there?
Maybe not. Which ones?
Well, the first one is where the lady is sitting on the couch with her cat, and he says, problem with a shedding pussy.
Oh, goodness.
Really? I would have caught that.
Like I said, that commercial, he goes so fast, if you don't watch it a couple times real close, you'll miss the stuff.
Well, I'm going to listen closer next time.
Now, there's another one that he does later on where he's standing in a lineup with Dade County, sign in front of him like he's in a mugshot.
Yes, I did see that.
Okay, that says, sticky makes you look best even for those unforgettable moments.
Yeah, because he was arrested.
Yeah, right.
For punching a prostitute.
Right.
I love that guy.
That's great. Okay, thanks, Frank.
All right, thank you. Bye. Yeah, he's the best. I know he's some flake weirdo nutcase, but hey, he can sell that stuff. Dave, how are you?
Oh, Dave just dropped.
Dave's gone. Goodbye, Dave. Thanks for waiting. Hi, 30
Dave.
Seconds. And,
yeah, no kidding.
And,
hey, I have something for the Burke segment.
That's right, you did. I forgot. Go right ahead. Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank. I went to a dinner last night at
the
Hyatt.
Good story. That's the kind of stuff we're looking for.
The Hyatt downtown. It was the old Adams Mark Hotel, which was very nice, but it was the USO's Salute to Heroes, and it was incredible. I thought, you know how some of the, you know, you go to those dinners, and it's like, you have the dinner's good, and then you have to sit through a speaker, and then you have to sit through this, and sit through presentations, and all this other stuff. This whole thing was like clockwork, and the military was there, and they saluted these 13 guys that were heroes, and they had the Marines with their swords, and they've made the I don't know what the official word is, but it's a tunnel where the guys walk through with the swords, and while they announced their name, they said what they did to be receive that award, which the award was awesome too. It was a big eagle with its wings spread and everything, and they got up there, and one guy had disarmed a bomb, like a roadside bomb, and ended up saving like a bunch of lives right there around him because the equipment that they were using wasn't working properly, and he ended up doing it by hand.
Can you imagine? You imagine being the guy with the wire snippers, red or blue.
I couldn't do it.
I hate those movies where they have that.
And they're sweating, and they go snip.
Oh yeah. He was one of them, and then there was the other 12 came through, and they were just as cool as some of the things, and it's like, so those guys were true heroes, but the military stuff that they did, they had the colors, the flags and stuff up there, and it was just incredible.
I've always said the most impressive country in the world is the United States when we put our dress blues on or dress greens and honor anything.
Yeah.
Nobody comes close. No other country.
And at the end of the night, they had like a little jazz band in there. At the end of the night, they had each branch stand up and they sang the song that belonged to that branch, and the Coast Guard was there, so it was a really...
How did you end up going to that thing?
I was invited. A friend of mine volunteers, does a lot of stuff.
You never get invited anywhere.
No, I don't. Wow. I don't usually.
He had to wear a tie and everything.
I wore a tie, I know, and a jacket and everything. I was really out of place.
Did you rent the tie?
No. No,
I had a jacket. I know you said you didn't have one.
No, I had a jacket. You at some? Home. No, I had one at home.
I didn't have a jacket. We're such sly.
He had a Three Stooges tie. That was the only tie he had at the.
We're so classless.
Yeah,
we really are.
I know.
How many people were there?
Oh man, I don't know. Each table probably held 8 to 10. There was
good food.
Oh, the food was tremendous. It was steak and seafood. We had salmon and.
Pretty high class.
A nice big... it's very high class.
Now, did you stay and get a suite for... Was Debbie with you?
No.
Oh. No, you were solo.
Okay, so did you stay and get a suite?
Yeah.
If she wasn't there, did you get a chick and get a suite for the night?
I stayed and got a suite, and Johnny from the Well Hungarians, we went up to the suite.
I don't want to hear about that. That I didn't want to hear. Anything else? Is that
incredible? No. No, but it was a fun night, and the USO put on the whole thing, so...
Good for them.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing.
Yeah.
So I heard a word today in the news, actually last night, that you never hear. You never hear this word. And it's recused.
Oh, that's when the judge recuses herself or himself from the
trial. But you
never
hear the word. You hear the word once every 10 years. The judge recused herself. It seems like it's a funny sounding word to me. Because it sounds like it should be another word. Like they should come up with another word besides recused, one that's used more often than that. And then I want to wish John Carney good luck. John Carney, it has just been announced, was let go.
Carney here.
Yeah, how you doing, John? Was let go at KEZK. The radio business. I like John Carney is one of those guys that. It's kind of hard not to like him. You know what I'm saying? He's just a likable guy, and that's not a comment on his talent. I don't know what his level of talent or ability is. That's not for me to judge. I don't listen to anybody, really. He's a likable guy, and he is blessed and cursed with the name Carney because his dad was Jack Carney. You get a lot of these older people, these 90-year-old people, Jack Carney was dead. He's on the air. So that's kind of a weird issue, I guess. But the moronic programming people in radio, took this guy who does what he does, and what he does is he talks. He talks, he tells stories. So what do they do? The geniuses stick him in the morning on a music format where he doesn't have time to talk. He just plays music. And I understand how out of place he felt. And John, if you're listening, and maybe you are and maybe you aren't, this is a blessing in disguise, and you know that. Because there's nothing worse than being stuck somewhere where you don't belong. I did it for 2 years. KSD-FM. That was brutal. It was brutal.
Not a good fit.
I didn't belong there. And to the credit of Karen Carroll. Karen Carroll was, I inherited her as a boss. I didn't make the deal to go there when she ran the place. Somebody else was running it. And I'm there 3 months, and it gets bought by Easy Communications. And just a quick sidebar story. The guy who was the president of Easy Communications was a little guy named Alan Box. And this guy, you know, comes in and comes into the building, and everybody's nervous. Oh, my God, you hear we've been sold. Whoa, 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 whoa. And then there's a big meeting, and then, of course, they bring everybody together. And so I get called into her office with this Alan Box, and he introduces himself. I'm Alan Box, president of Easy Communications. And then he says the dumbest thing he could say to me. He says, I'll tell you what, you don't know how many times we've tried to hire you. And I said, sure I do. None. He said, oh, no. We've tried to get you. I said, how did you try, Alan? You never called me. How did you try to get me? You never once called me.
He was like,
what method did you...
I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, no, no. Now, my boss, Karen, is looking at me like, shut up. Shut up right now. And I just said, no, seriously, what methods did you use to try to hire me? And now it's awkward.
Shut up, boy.
And he says, well, you know, what I meant was, you know, we really wanted you on board. I said, well, you didn't say that. You said you tried to hire me, but you didn't try to hire me. Well, needless to say, from that very beginning point, everything kind of went downhill, and I didn't fit there. And they stick me on this this classic rock crap, and it was horrible. Everything about it was horrible. So I do understand how this wasn't a good fit for John, and I wish John the best, and I hope he lands somewhere.
But you forgot the meeting with the talking stick. That was fun.
Oh, man. Enjoy that story.
Listeners really don't care about that unless they've worked for a big corporation. Unless you've worked for a big corporation where they bring in and pay these idiotic people to come in and conduct these
team building
express yourself seminars, which are just jokes. They're just so ludicrous. They're ridiculous. And I didn't want to go, and I made it real clear. I'm not a team player when it comes to BS, but she made me go. You have to go. It's mandatory. How's it going to look if everybody else is there and you're not there? You have to go. So it's a Saturday. Remember this? A Saturday at America Center on a beautiful weekend, wasting a Saturday. And one of the things they did, they got up and said, now this is, you're talking... 100 employees at 3 or 4 different radio stations, and you're talking the managers, program director, and then you're talking about our boss, Karen, and then they flew this lady in. I forgot this gal's name, but that was her deal, was she got you to open up, and they had you break off in groups of 4, and you'd be given an assignment, and then one of your 4 would, one of you would be the team spoke. I'm getting sick thinking about it. So one of the things they said was that at this meeting today, you can stand up and say anything you want, and today nothing you say will in any way be used against you, your future here with the company. You can state any gripe. You can make a suggestion. You can tell what anything. And they honest to goodness said that.
A couple of people
got up and said, well, I'm so-and-so, and I'm with the Emblem Station. And I just think that we need to shorten some of the hours of the production people because they just seem to be working a lot of overtime. And you know what? Thank you for that suggestion. And they acted like they were making notes of it. You know, we'll take it. After about 3 or 4 of these, I get up and I said, can I say like anything I want to say? And then I looked over at her and it was like, oh, no. And I said, here's what I want to say. If any of you here actually believe that whatever you say won't be used against you, you're an idiot. Because that's exactly what this is for. It's to get you to open up so they can weed out the troublemakers.
Take notes. They know who...
So if you're smart, you'll shut up. She comes to me after it's over, and she says, don't ever attend these again. Yeah. And I said, woohoo, yeah!
Yeah,
and
worked.
I never went to another one.
Oh, man.
It was fantastic.
Awesome.
It was great. But I have a, I do have my one and only John Carney story. If we have time, I'll tell you. It's a pretty funny story, and I'll tell it without naming any names that would in any. There's nothing about it that's going to get. I think he'd get a big kick out of the fact that I told it. But good luck, John, getting another job in the radio business. And I mean it. Good luck. Because right now, the radio business, as you know, is. This is about the toughest time we and the TV people and the newspaper people have faced in a long, long time. Let's talk about somebody who's not having a tough time. Schaefer Auto Body. Not long ago, they opened a 7th location. Because no matter what else happens, people are still going to bump into people. They're still going to back into poles. They're going to hitch in the parking lot. You're going to have accidents. Cars have to be repaired. Thank goodness there's an outfit like Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. I get regular emails from people who are stunned at not only the quality of the repair work, but how perfect and clean and pristine their cars are when they get them back. That's the way Schaefer works. They only know one way to do it, and that's perfectly. That's the way they work. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. You get that vehicle back, good luck ever figuring out where their work started and stopped. 7 locations, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Ooh. Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Are you looking for your perfect match?
Saturday, April 21st might be the day you finally find yours. During the It's Time to Get Painting sale. On Saturday, April 21st, stop by Brant & Sons Ace Hardware on Dorset Road in Maryland Heights to get your perfect color from the new Clark & Kensington Paint and Primer in 1.
To help you find your soul paint.
During the It's Time to Get Painting sale at Brant & Sons Ace Hardware on Dorset Road in Maryland Heights. The helpful place.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.